So I'm going to talk to you tonight a little bit about the evolution that Justin alluded to, the journey that we're on, which potentially could be quite exciting. So first of all, in terms of government's role in telecommunications, government decides policy, makes legislation, granted the exclusive license for telecommunications to Shaw, it set up the independent regulator. Government itself is a major customer of the exclusive license, and it's our duty really to review technological developments and opportunities, which is something I'm going to talk about in a moment. Just going back to last year's presentation, I highlighted a number of commitments that government has, and one of them was that the Shaw license contains the agreed satellite capacities for 2018 and 19, which Justin alluded to. There was a commitment given for Shaw and FIG to work together and run a joint procurement exercise to test the market as to whether we can obtain more substantial increases in broadband capacity and data allowances from the current vendor or new entrants to the market at similar or even better price levels. So that's a piece of work we're currently engaged with right now. So we undertook joint request for information exercise, a procurement exercise, which was started last year. And we've been working for the past year with the Technology Development Group, which is drawn together from public sector and private sector business interests, to better understand the requirements for connectivity and IT. Everybody wants more capacity, higher speeds, but we don't really understand, you know, what we're going to use it for. And actually, if we do get more capacity, is it going to get used up? Also, we want to review longer-term provision of international capacity requirements, which is going to be part of the wider strategic review, which we're working with right now. We also appointed LS Telecom as our government telecommunications advisor. They're here with us this week to help us understand technical requirements and how we move forward in this journey to increase capacity. Can we increase capacity? What does that mean? How much is it going to cost? How will it benefit the user? And how much value will it add to the economy? And as Justin mentioned earlier in his presentation, one issue that came up last year was the lack of mobile network in some remote locations across the Falkland Islands, and government invested in expanding the mobile network, we'll come to in the conclusion. So those are the commitments that were presented last year. So, as I mentioned before, FIG and Shaw initiated a request for information that was issued to satellite vendors across the international satellite market. That was done last year. The request for information set out targets for capacity increases over the next 5 years. So in the license, we already have the capacity increases set out. They were increased last year, and there'll be a 5% increase this year. Most consumers won't notice any difference, really. So we mapped out a requirement for the next 3 to 5 years, which potentially could maximize capacity by 5 times what we have today. So that request for information was issued to the international market. We received proposals in September 2018. I can't disclose to you what those proposals are and who responded, because we're obviously in a competitive dialogue, but we did get a good response to that request for information. And in fact, we spent a couple of days in Guernsey in October with Shaw and our consultants, and participated in a full day's presentation. A show and tell, if you like, for the satellite vendors who came along and gave us a very interesting presentation as to how we could get more capacity to the islands. As I mentioned before, we're in a competitive dialogue process. That's ongoing. That'll be ongoing for most of this year. So some of the highlights that came out of the presentations, which is quite interesting. As Justin mentioned, you know, this is a highly evolving industry. Technology is evolving all the time. There's only a 3 to 5 year sort of window that you can sort of look down to see what you can actually grab hold of. There's a range of offerings, which from a satellite can sort of vary from a dedicated spot beam. Gives us the required capacity that we might be looking for, which potentially has future scalability issues. What does that mean? It means that, you know, the satellite provides one beam to the Falkland Islands, which uses up all the capacity that we want. And then if we want more capacity, that means the satellite has to provide another beam, which means probably another earth station, possibly steerable dishes, depending on which solution you go for. Or, you know, we get a dedicated steerable spot beam, which provides us with all the capacity that we're going to need in the next 5 to 10 years, but probably a lot more capacity than we actually need right now. So what we're seeing really, what the market's telling us, that there will be some new constellations in the next 2 to 3 to 4 years. Some of the satellite providers are launching new satellites. There's potentially a mix of C-band and Ka-band. At the moment, satellites are either C-band or Ka-band. So in the future, we're potentially seeing a mixture of both, which could actually offer much improved communications to the Falkland Islands. And that could be a mixture of geostationary, which is what we have now, or medium Earth orbit satellites. And this work is ongoing and will be carrying on through to the end of this year. And so part of the work we're doing this week is to sort of capture the data, capture the requirements from consumers and from commerce and industry, so that we can sort of shape that and then issue a formal procurement exercise, actually allow the satellite vendors to sharpen their pencils and give us formal proposals towards the end of this year, which will then feed through into the price cap review, which is a contract requirement next year. So what are we looking to achieve? So first of all, we want to identify whether the same data, that's what we have now, can be achieved through satellite providers at a lower cost than the current satellite contract. Can we increase our speeds and possibly reduce the contention ratio that will improve the user experience? I think there's been a fixation in the past to get more capacity, more speed, but actually there is an issue around contention ratio, which is the number of users that's using a piece of bandwidth at any one time. So the higher the ratio, the worse the consumer's experiences of using the internet. So we need to look at that, and we need to understand that in a lot of detail, which is why our consultants are down here this week to help us look at that, so that we can then shape the procurement process, and instead of maybe asking for more bandwidth and increased line speeds, we might be asking for a mixture of something which basically improves the user experience. So in terms of a summary for this year, so the satellite vendors were asked to provide proposals for different satellite options. We have those. We've received the proposals and we're in the process of reviewing the commercial comparisons, which will then feed through into the formal procurement process next year. So in terms of satellite, we need to quantify the connectivity requirements, including the user habit survey and workshops via Communications Week, which is happening this week. We need to formulate the international capacity requirements, which we're going to identify in a national broadband strategy, which is something that Susanna is going to be working on. We're reviewing with our advisors the commercial propositions to increase in capacity from next year through to either 2023 or 2025. Hopefully looking at step changes in technology and new constellations by 2023, providing a mix of C-band and Ka-band, which might improve even further the communications experience in the Falkland Islands. So we might be looking to re-procure in 2023, depending on what our advice is, and depending on the request for proposals, the next stage of the procurement process happening during the second half of this year. And this piece of work will be closed by the end of 2019, and we're going to capture that information, and obviously then that will assist us in feeding into the 2020 price cap review and negotiations with Shaw next year. So as part of the strategic technological review, we are looking at a cable proposition as well. This is part of a strategic review of what's happening out there in the world. I can't say too much about it because we're at very early stages of discussions. There are commercial sensitivities around discussions because obviously we're talking to a number of potential providers, but it's something that we are looking at. I know it's been mentioned in social media over the past few months. The pros are it gives us 100 plus times increase in data capacity and line speeds compared to what we have now. The cons are it's extremely expensive, and obviously there has to be an on-island solution, which might mean replacing the current network to cope with the massive increase in capacity. But this is an ongoing piece of work that we're doing, and we're hoping to conclude this work over the next 3 months. So in conclusion, stakeholder collaboration is essential, and that's obviously between the three key parties, Shore, ourselves, the government and the regulator. We've completed the expansion of the 2G mobile network, which we promised last year, and MLAs have provided the funding so that we can cover Mount Ellen, San Carlos, Rutgate and Mount Alice. As Justin mentioned, Roy Cove and Cook Hill is being provided by Shore. And then Bleecker Island will be coming on stream end of this month, and Weddell is already live. So that was a commitment we promised last year. Investment has been made, and that piece of work has been completed. We need to complete the strategic communication review, that's the satellite versus cable propositions. Complete the satellite procurement process this year, which will then feed into price cap negotiations next year. And then beyond that, looking at securing a 3 or 5 year deal on the best value for money.
Thank you.